looking at auto cues and how to use them, or teleprompters, if you prefer that word. So auto cues, how do you use them so you appear much more fluent and therefore appear to be much more confident? Not only just appearing more confident, but also being more confident, which of course in turn affects your voice, your whole presentation style and so on. So let's go through over the next few days how to be an auto cutie in three separate steps. Step one today, how to be an auto cutie, and part of it comes down to the speed of the read. Yeah, so let's take a little look at these. The prompter operator should follow your pace. That is, you don't need to speed up or slow down to follow the words appearing, but trust that the words will be there when you need them. So don't play cat and mouse. If you go quickly, the scroll of the script will pick up pace as well. And then you're going to be chasing it, and you get all in a muddle and all in a fuddle. All in a tiz because you're trying to be a whiz. Develop rapport with the operator so you find a balance on your likely speed of the read together with the speed they need you to go to fit with the duration of the program or the piece. So then you can focus on your delivery, and they will get to know your idiosyncrasies if you get to know them as well, such as when you might pause, throw in an ad lib, look away, that kind of thing. Yeah, so get to know the auto cue operator, have a rapport with them. It's all a bit of a dance. And sometimes the speed of the words appear is controlled by you. Yeah, with a foot pedal or a joystick. So be careful not to get an itchy foot syndrome, or press the pedal as though it's a car accelerator, because the words will shoot ahead to another point entirely. And then, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you've got a bit of a problem on your hands, because then you, in a live situation, you can't get back to where you were, which is going to be a little bit of a problem. What do you do? It's going to be, oh, it doesn't even worth thinking about, to be totally honest with you. So how to be an auto cutie, part one. And today we looked at the speed of the read. Tomorrow, about rehearsals and get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.